Welcome to episode 8 of the Just Rated Podcast. Hit the intro. Let's go. Today, we are trying the Southern Bacon Double Burger from Whataburger. I think that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
And before you ask, no, we didn't fire Cole.
Cole is just...
You know, yes, no, we did
like,
fire Cole.
He's like Jake the Viking from Mr. Beast.
Yeah, he just kind of dipped. But he'll be back. He'll be back. Anyway.
I think he'll be back, actually.
Hopefully.
Yeah, okay. Really sad, actually.
First look at this double bacon burger. It's got two patties, obviously. It's got some coleslaw. And it has bacon, obviously.
No.
I don't know what the sauce
actually,
is. It has cheese, too. Obviously.
It's just a rare red meat. They're very rare. You hardly ever find one, but...
It's Wagyu beef.
This is one big red meat.
Okay, we've tried some Whataburger things in the past.
Yes, you have.
They were pretty good.
Were they?
High expectations.
What was the last thing we did?
The chicken sandwich? You didn't like it. I liked it.
I didn't prefer.
Oh, so if you're...
Like, prefer.
All right, actually.
Because I don't have, like, sexual feelings towards food.
All right, first bite.
Yeah.
You ready?
Wait, no.
Ethan is 100% healthy, not stoned. Okay, let's go. With that. 3, 2, 1, just rate it. Tastes American.
It's actually really good. I can't speak.
I'll be his interpreter for today.
Yeah.
Because he has diabetes. Oh, so you didn't want them to know that? I did not think coleslaw could go on a burger.
The flavors are melting on my tongue.
Honestly, one of the best burgers I've had in a while. This is American right here. That was the Southern Bacon Double Cheeseburger from Whataburger. I can go ahead and say this is definitely the best burger we've tried on the Just Rated Podcast.
That's bold.
It's time to decide if this is the best item. And if you're watching from YouTube, you can't really see the leaderboard right now because it's under construction.
Yeah.
Currently. But our highest item was
late.
Yeah, they didn't come to fix it. Our highest rated item was 9.5.
9.5, what was
which
that?
Was actually last episode. It was the Cinnabon mini rolls. Okay, let's get into science. Okay. We got bacon, which we discussed in previous episodes, is a huge plus in burger. We have two patties, which I love from Whataburger.
Yeah, he's
huge.
He's a big meat guy.
Good pickles. Good cheese. I don't know what this... I think it's mayo.
Mayo.
And yeah, the special unique thing I've never tried on a burger before is coleslaw.
You've never had coleslaw on a burger?
No.
Oh.
And I thought it was actually quite unique.
Well, it makes two of us.
Overall, all together?
Oh.
High quality fast food burger.
Price?
I believe the whole meal, like to get fries and this and maybe a drink, it was like $10.
Maybe?
Which is
how much is that burger?
I don't know. I think we got it. I don't know what it is by itself. I guess
the Just Rated Google has failed us.
We're just gonna say the whole meal is like $12.
Yeah. I think we're gonna switch to Samsung after this.
Yeah, probably.
Sponsors laying this down.
Okay. So like I said already, overall it was a pretty good burger. Comparing it to other burgers we've had, this is definitely above average.
Above average.
Above average, like way above average. I think I'm gonna give it, in terms of fast food burgers, a 9.23. Which, by the way, we're now using the second decimal.
That's why it's under construction.
Yeah, we haven't added the second decimal.
Yeah, yet. Trying to compute.
Yeah, we got to get all the other decimals.
Yeah.
We've advanced in intelligence.
So you gave it a 9.23?
Yeah, 9.23. Educate us, Ethan.
So the burger has pickles on it. Onions, ranch, I think, coleslaw, bacon, and burgers, which is, you know, it's very delectable to taste bud. But I think we'll give it, I'm not a huge burger guy. Like, I'm probably only like a 6 out of 10 burger guy.
Really?
So, because of that, I think I'm going to give it an
8.8. I mean, in burger standards for Ethan, that's pretty high. So, just rate calculator.
Pretty high.
And we're going to use the second
hopefully,
decimal.
Apple won't fail us this time. He's 9.0115. But here, on the Just Rated channel,
podcast.
Extra subscribe.
Oh, so we still got around it.
Business. 9.02.
Maybe someday we'll use a third decimal, but we're not.
We're not there. Like, I don't know if the board would be able to handle that yet.
Yeah, probably not.
So 9.02.
9.02.
Pretty solid.
Pretty solid burger. Definitely the highest rated burger.
I mean, it's actually really big, which is actually very helpful if you're a big meat guy.
You're a grown boy like us.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's that time of the episode. We take a sip from the Just Rated mug, which you can get from the Just Rated merch shop.
Linked
in the description below.
If you rewind there, you'll notice, as I sip the Just Rated mug, delectable water, I stood up more straight because it actually heals your intestines.
What does that have to do with intestines?
Oh, I don't know, but like, you're a chemistry teacher. Like you
our spinal know. Cords have been stretched out. Mm-hmm. They've been rinsed and mm-hmm. cleansed.
Yeah.
Because of the Just Rated mug. Because it purifies the liquid.
Anyway. So we're able to eat all this junk food all the time because.
Exactly.
Link in the description.
Yeah, wonder why we're so fit? Why we still eat all this stuff? It's because of the Just Rated.
I'm so fit. I don't know about him. I mean, he's probably like a 4 out of 10 gym bro. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a solid, like, 2, gym bro, so, like...
Oh, wait, we're coming back.
That's me.
Okay.
We've already rated this.
I know. We gotta put the disclaimer. As you guys know, whenever we have high-rated items, sometimes we'll bring them back.
I'm bringing them back.
Featured. This is the Dr. Pepper Shake, which we'll be sipping along this podcast.
Because we're out of coal.
Even though we already rated it.
Yeah.
But the next secondary item that we'll be rating is the cinnamon rolls. Mm-hmm. Whataburger. First look, I'll describe it to you if you're not watching from YouTube. It's a nice glaze over the medium-sized brown cinnamon roll.
It's brown,
ladies and gentlemen. It's shiny.
And there's white cream on top.
There you go.
Oh, you opened mine?
Yep. Wow. Cheers. Are you ready to try these?
Fork me.
Oh, yeah. We're not animals here. Okay, this has potential to be pretty high on the list. I can feel it. This can beat the Cinnabons. I don't think it's going to, but
probably a little bit.
Okay, let's get a nice bite. I think this is $2.
Okay, that's pretty good. Pretty solid.
It's about the same amount of bread. Okay. Got a big piece. Love it or hate it, just rate it. We stole that quote from a different show.
Actually.
Because we're better. Okay, first of all, that was good. You agree? That was pretty good.
I mean, here's a cinnamon roll.
Sure.
Solid.
Okay, first of all, the first thing I'm going to say is it definitely was, I feel like it melted more than the Cinnabon Delights, which is the only thing I can compare this to.
So you think the flavors were melting in your tongue?
Yeah, it was melting a little more than the other ones. Obviously, it was bigger, but there was more of the mini ones. I feel like there was more cinnamon on this one than the mini rolls.
Yes.
And the mini rolls, we rated 9.5.
9.5. Very, very, very solid.
But the thing I have for the mini rolls over this is those were portion sizes. So you could just toss the whole thing in your mouth. That's when you have to kind of, you know, tassel.
Yeah, you have to move your...
Give it a nice uppercut. Arms, well, that was a hook. Uppercut.
He's actually a boxer.
Yeah, I'm training. Trainer, actually.
Yeah, I'm actually going to... He's going to... Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. So, I was going to say this is better than the mini rolls, but then I think about the size, and I prefer the mini ones.
Mm.
So, I'm going to rate it just under what we rated the mini rolls. I'm going to rate it 9.4. So I'm going to rate this cinnamon roll. Actually, take that back.
9.35.
It wasn't quite 9.4. Ethan.
Yeah. Okay.
Educate us.
This is the $2 cinnamon roll from What a Burger. You know, I think there was more cream on the mini ones. And the cream is very delectable to the taste buds.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I think they kind of slack on the cream, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, they did.
I mean, there's cream, but it's really creaming, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think this is like a 4 out of 10 creaming. And the other one's like a, I think it was like an 8 out of 10 creaming. And because I think, personally, I like to touch on what you said with the small ones. You can pop those in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Very, very solid, very delectable.
Mm-hmm.
This one, yeah, it's a little bigger. It's a little hard to wrap your hands around, but... I think I like the mini ones more. So because of that, I'm going to give it a
9.2. Just read a calculator. So 9.35, 9.2. Still pretty solid dessert.
Okay.
He also suffers from spinal disease.
Yeah, I do. But the Just Right Water is really helping that. 9.75.
9.275.
Yeah, so about here. You're on that.
So 9.28. Which it off under construction. Dang it. If I remember correctly, that should be number three on the list. Just above a different item. I forgot the name of it though.
Freeze right there.
Yeah, yeah.
The red one.
Yeah, the sunrise freeze. So overall, even though some of these items weren't our highest rated items, I think this is probably my favorite meal we've had so far. Really? Yeah, all the combinations, you know.
Yeah, the burger was
pretty good.
Pretty solid meal.
Overall, pretty great meal. Any final notes, Ethan, that you want to give to this amazing episode of the podcast?
What a burger.
What a burger.
And what a burger. Not, that is a burger.
Hopefully we'll have Cole in the next episode.
It's a solid burger.
Solid burger.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll have Cole, maybe a guest in the next episode. Who knows? Stay tuned. Who knows what we'll rate next?
Yep.
See you next time on Just Rate It.
Yes, sir.
Love you.